Today's episode of Locked On Eagles is sponsored by Pepsi. This football season has been different, and Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day. No matter how you watch for the remainder of the season, Pepsi is the refreshment you need to power through any game day and become a member of the League of Football Watchers. These passionate fans are the real generational talent that Pepsi fuels. Because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game. No, it's made for those who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching. Go to madeforfootballwatching.com today to check out the latest football watching content from Pepsi.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily Philadelphia Eagles podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Eagles fans? Welcome into the Locked On Eagles podcast, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Louis DiBiase joining you on Wentz Wednesday. That's right, Wentz Wednesday. I'm sure you're looking forward to this one, considering the current state of the Eagles' supposed franchise quarterback, Carson Wentz. But we're going to get into Carson today, and we're actually going to switch it up. So normally on Wentz Wednesday, I like to talk about Carson's previous performance the week before, the game prior, talk about long-term what we still see in him this year, if it's salvageable for 2020, if he's the guy moving forward. That's been the theme of Wentz Wednesday over the last, I would say, for the entirety of the 2020 season. Today, I want to kind of take that long-term approach and now put it into practice in the form of a plan. I want to construct a plan that fixes Carson Wentz in 2021, or at least gives him every reason to succeed again in Philadelphia, in Philly. This is not a podcast where I'm trading Carson Wentz to Indianapolis, right, to reunite with Frank Reich, or to go to San Francisco and play with Kyle Shanahan. Yeah, that could totally revive his career. But today, I want to construct a plan on Wentz Wednesday on how to fix Carson in 2021, or at least give him no excuses to not be fixed. And so that's what's coming up on today's edition of Wentz Wednesday right here on the Locked On Eagles podcast. Because for me, maybe some people are already, you know, a lot of people are willing to start Jalen Hurts for the rest of the season and maybe look into trading Carson Wentz in 2021 and just totally blowing up this franchise. And I totally understand the frustration with this team and wanting to make a big move or two in the offseason. I do too. I want Howie Roseman fired as the Eagles GM. And I have other major moves that I want to make on this podcast today that I'd like to see the organization actually do. But again, for me, I don't know. I'm still not willing to give up on four seasons of a sample size for Carson Wentz and how good he was in those four seasons. And then, obviously, I'm not denying how bad he's been this year. Like, is he fixable? I'm believing he is, but I would be lying if I'm saying I'm not nervous, because the kind of fall he's having right now is extremely alarming. I mean, star quarterbacks, they have down years, but this is as low as you can get. So don't get me wrong, like, although it's one season versus four seasons, this one season is significant, and how bad he's been in 2020 is extremely alarming. And it, for the first time, has totally put my questions about Wentz being the long-term quarterback in place. I normally did not have those questions ever, even when he was struggling at times in 2018 or, you know, up and down in 2019 before he got red hot down the stretch. I never wavered when it came to thinking Carson was the guy. And so this year, yeah, I've totally doubted it. But at the same time, I still want to go off the majority of the sample size and believe that with a, you know, correct plan in place, Wentz can return to that greatness that we've seen in Philadelphia, not just for 2017, but in 2018 as well, with a broken back, improving statistically in almost every passing category, being a couple fourth and long blown plays from the defense away from being 8-5 rather than 6-7 when he went down. And then obviously last year, winning the division, going 4-0 down the stretch, being the first quarterback ever to throw for 4,000 plus yards without a receiver having 500 yards. So I want to believe that that guy can come back. And to me, my plan this offseason, if I'm the Eagles, is still to do everything I can to get Carson back to that player. Again, this is the first time ever that I've believed that there's a real shot that he can't be fixed because of how low he's fallen this year. But still, if my plan in the offseason with the Eagles is about taking extreme measures, it's going to still have Carson Wentz in mind. Because regardless right now of why he is Howie Roseman, Carson Wentz is broken. And I'm not willing to throw him out. I want to try to fix him in Philadelphia. I do not want to see him go thrive in Indianapolis or in San Francisco or in Chicago or hell, New England, wherever it is. If Carson Wentz is going to be Carson Wentz again, damn it, it better be in Philadelphia or I'm going to go down trying. I'm going to try as much as possible to get that player back because that player is special and that player can keep your franchise afloat for a long, long time. Years and years of mismanaging this team finally got to Wentz this year, for sure. No denying that. Wentz just could not carry the team anymore. Instead, he's become one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. But I'm going to try to construct a plan to fix him in Philly in 2021. That's what's coming up on today's edition of Wentz Wednesday, right here on the Locked On Eagles podcast, which is sponsored by Echelon. When it comes to getting or staying in shape, nothing feels as good as that feeling of accomplishment, of hitting your fitness goals and feeling great about yourself. Echelon can get you there. Echelon offers the next generation of connected fitness bikes, fitness mirrors, rowing machines, and their all-new Echelon Stride smart treadmill. No matter what your favorite fitness activity, Echelon gives you a fun and challenging workout from the comfort of home. Their world-class instructors will motivate you with thousands of daily live and on-demand studio-level classes always available when you need them. Unlike their competitors, Echelon is affordable for everybody, and one membership lets up to 5 family members all work out at the same time. It's not like Netflix, right, where there's only a couple users that can watch at a time. Echelon, up to 5 people can work out all at the same time with one membership. Right now, you can try Echelon Fitness equipment at home for 30 days. Go to echelonfit.com/NFL. Again, that's echelonfit.com/NFL. Echelon Fit, the evolution of fitness. All right, Eagles fans, welcome back into Wentz Wednesday right here on the Locked On Eagles podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on any platform to get 4 to 6 Eagles podcasts a week downloaded into your phone. Nobody, no Eagles show, and there's a lot of good ones out there for sure. Nobody is churning out as much content as us, so make sure you subscribe and continue to get birds talk. I don't know how much you want that right now in 2020, but I still think, you know, what I love about this fan base is even when the Eagles hit rock bottom, which is where they are right now, and sometimes it feels like they can't, there's nowhere to go. You know, there, although sometimes people say there's nowhere to go but up, right now it feels like the Eagles just can't get up there. And yet we still love this team and we're still, you know, eating up all this content and watching every game and now doing mock drafts already and looking forward long term on how to fix this team. And that's what I love about you guys and my listeners. And we're going to continue to try to do that on the podcast. And today I decided to use Wentz Wednesday as a platform to try to create a plan that the Eagles could construct this offseason to try to fix Carson. Some people want to throw Carson Wentz out. He looks broken. I totally agree with that. Some people want to trade him and get what you can for him now, give Jalen Hurts a chance, maybe draft Justin Fields in the first round or Trey Lance or Zach Wilson or whatever. Try to bottom out, get a top 5 pick, and move on from Carson. I understand it. I totally do. This year has been a disaster for Wentz and he looks broken. But again, for me, I still think the Eagles' best course of action this offseason is to try and do everything you can to get the Carson Wentz of 2017 to 2019 back. That's, to me, the best way you're going to get this franchise back to where they've been the last 3 seasons. And here is an offseason plan to do just that. It might not fix Wentz, but it's going to give him no excuses to not get back to that player that he once was. So here is my offseason plan for the 2021 season to fix number 11, Carson Wentz. Step number 1, fire Howie Roseman. Howie Roseman is the reason the Eagles, he's the main reason. It's a team effort now, a total team effort. Doug Peterson looks terrible as a play caller and as a head coach. Carson Wentz looks like one of the worst quarterbacks in football. I want to fire Jim Schwartz. The personnel is not great on both sides of the ball. Everybody's injured and old and not talented. It's a total mess. But it started to me with Howie Roseman and just the total mismanagement of this roster, of this coaching staff, this power dynamic. Everything about it has just not worked since they won the Super Bowl. And it's been a gradual decline year after year. And it finally got to Carson this year. It finally did. And while you can't deny Wentz and Peterson's struggles, you can look at the top and you can see where this all started. And I think even with Doug's struggles and Carson's, those two started with Howie Roseman. And don't get me wrong, Howie has tried to build around Carson. He has invested top picks in running backs, receivers, offensive linemen. He has traded for running backs during a Super Bowl run. He has, you know, signed a lot of free agent receivers, Alshon Jeffrey. He traded a third round pick for one in Golden Tate to spark that offense in 2018. Mike Wallace, DeSean Jackson. He has certain Jalen Reagor in the first round, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside in the second, Miles Sanders in the second. He has tried really hard to build around Wentz. 100%. The attempt was there, but nothing has worked. And eventually, even if I agreed with the move at the time, it's your job to make sure they work. And if they don't work, you have to find somebody that's moves will work. Howie Roseman's drafting has been one of the worst in the league. Free agency, nothing has worked since 2017. When he nailed the free agent class. Since then, he's been signing guys like Andrew Sandejo, Zach Brown. He's been cutting the good ones like LJ Fort. Mike Wallace didn't work. DeSean Jackson didn't work. You know, it just nothing. Javon Hargrave was a disastrous signing so far. Nothing about him managing this roster has worked. And so for me, and again, I look at the Jalen Hurts draft pick, and I think that's the number one reason right now that Carson Wentz is in his head and playing with such a lack of confidence, because he felt like he had to prove himself all over again. And finally, the Hurts pick was just the last piece of pressure on Wentz's shoulders that was just too much to carry. And Howie Roseman should have known that. He should have saw the unique situation. You know, I'm not saying that you don't draft a good player to help your team based on your other player's psyche, but it's a unique situation where Carson Wentz has suffered three devastating injuries all at the same time around a playoff run, and he's watched a backup quarterback take his team on a championship run, a deep playoff run in 2018, and then he finally gets his own playoff game in 2019, and he gets cheap-shotted out of it. So that is so much to deal with for Wentz, for a young guy who is already in a very competitive market, unforgiving. You know, anonymous sources talking bad about him, hit pieces. There's been so much on Carson that Howie Roseman should have saw that, and he should have rallied around him and did everything to support him. Draft somebody else in the second round. It could have been any position, but you taking Jalen Hurts, to me, that was the straw that broke the camel's back, I think is the saying. And so I think you need to give somebody else the chance to fix Carson Wentz. Howie Roseman has tried. He really has for 4 years now, and he was the guy that was instrumental in getting Carson and trading up twice in 2016, and we'll always love him for that. But now he's failing Wentz. It's on him the most of anybody, and I think it's time to hire a new GM. That's step number one. Step number two, cut Jalen Hurts. You heard me. Cut Jalen Hurts. Like I said, he's the main reason for Carson's current state. He could be a good quarterback, for sure. And maybe it sounds nuts to get rid of your alternative option at quarterback, a good college player like Hurts, if Wentz stays broken, but I'll take my chance with number 11 and trying to fix him, and if it doesn't work, I'll draft another quarterback high in the first round if he flames out. To me, that's a better plan than seeing Jalen Hurts through in 2021. I'm cutting Hurts. I'm trying to just say, Carson, this is your team. We're riding or dying with you, and if we die, we're going to take somebody else in 2022. That's where my head's at with step number two. I'm cutting Jalen Hurts. Like, let's be honest. That distraction is a huge reason the Eagles are 3-7-1. It might be the main reason, and that's because of Howie Roseman. It's not because of Jalen Hurts. Like, he didn't do anything wrong. He can't control where he was drafted. But his presence, I think, is killing this football team. All right, step number three. So, the Eagles are 3-7-1 right now. Right now, currently, they would pick number six overall. I'm drafting a receiver. I'm giving Carson Wentz a true number one receiver, something he has never had. I'm drafting either LSU's Ja'Marr Chase, although I'm not sure if he'll fall to six. Maybe you got to get to five or four. Or if he's not available, I'm drafting Alabama's Jalen Waddle or Devonta Smith. Carson Wentz has never had a true number one wide receiver. He hasn't. The veteran signings have not worked. You know, Alshon Jeffrey worked, I would say, but Mike Wallace didn't work. Golden Tate, that trade didn't work. DeSean Jackson, Jordan Matthews didn't really pan out, right? I mean, a very basic wide receiver. The draft picks, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside was one of the worst busts ever when you could have had Terry McLaurin or D.K. Metcalf, and we know how good D.K. Metcalf is now. What else? What else didn't work? Jalen Reagor, as much as I like him and I think he's promising, you know, he's not Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson's already a star in the NFL. And look at, and they also, Howie Roseman passed up the opportunity to trade for Stephon Diggs or DeAndre Hopkins, and look what those guys are doing for Kyler Murray and Josh Allen. Hell, they passed on Robbie Anderson this year, and look what he's doing for Teddy Bridgewater. Carson Wentz needs that kind of receiver, and right now, he does not have it, and he really hasn't his entire career. Alshon and Aguilar, they were great in 2017. But he's never had a star, a true number one wide receiver. Jalen Reagor's promising. I am not giving up on him at all, but I'm not banking on Travis Fulgham and Jalen Reagor to be your top pair in 2021. That's not going to get the job done. I need to fix Carson Wentz, and I'm going to go all out on trying to finally get him a guy that he can just put the ball in his vicinity, and he's going to go get it because he has never had that caliber of a wide receiver. So those are the three steps. I'm going to take a break and get another couple steps in on how to fix Carson Wentz in 2021 in Philadelphia. I'm not trading him to the Colts. I'm not trading him to the 49ers, the Bears, the Patriots, whatever. Step one, fire Howie Roseman. Step two, cut Jalen Hurts. Step three, draft a rookie with your top pick, Ja'Marr Chase, Jalen Waddle, or Devonta Smith. Louis DiBiase joining you on today's edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast, which is sponsored by Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar out there. It's a protein bar that tastes just like a candy bar. 18 amazing flavors, including 6 new ones. You got caramel brownie, you've got cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, apple almond crisp, unique flavors that go on and on and on. My favorite is probably, I would say, peanut butter brownie or peanut butter. Big peanut butter guy when it comes to my chocolate peanut butter combo. And the best part, Built Bar is a healthy alternative to your everyday snack. Whether it's an actual candy bar, the bag of chips, the Built Bar tastes just as good, but it's got 19 grams of protein in every bar and only 180 calories. Go to BuiltBar.com today and use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you're going to get 20% off your next order. That's promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. All right, Eagles fans, welcome back into Wentz Wednesday on this edition of the show. We are trying to fix Carson Wentz in Philadelphia in 2021, or at least if he's not going to be fixed, we're going to have nothing left in the tank. Like, we did everything we could to try to fix him. I'm constructing an offseason plan to fix Carson Wentz and get him back to the top-tier form that we saw from 2017 to 2018. Step number one was to fire Howie Roseman. All the problems with this organization stems back to Howie's mismanagement of this roster since the start of 2018. Step number two, cut Jalen Hurts. To me, the biggest distraction in 2020, the guy that, you know, not him himself, but the draft pick broke Carson Wentz's confidence in his psyche, and it was just too much pressure. He was always looking over his shoulder with Nick Foles to do that, have to do that again with a rookie in Jalen Hurts after what he did in 2019. Just, it totally got to him, and to me, it's not worth keeping Hurts around. I'm going to try to fix Wentz, and if it doesn't work, then damn it, I'll try to go draft a guy in 2022. I don't think keeping Hurts around is worth it anymore, and it already might have done its damage that cannot be reversed. Step number three, draft a true number one wide receiver that Carson Wentz has never had in his career. So whether that's Ja'Marr Chase from LSU, Jalen Waddle from Alabama, Devonta Smith from Alabama, use that top pick that you might get if you don't win the NFC East, and right now you're not looking good, and take that top six pick that you could be in line for and go get this man a top receiver. Those were the first three steps in rebuilding Carson Wentz in 2021. I have one more step for you before I wrap up today's edition of the show. Step number four. Doug Peterson gives up play calling, at least to a certain extent. I'm not saying he has to give up all play calling duties, because he's shown through, like Carson Wentz, the majority of his career, he's a top-tier play caller. But again, just like Carson Wentz, in 2020, Doug has been one of the worst in the league at his craft, and that's play calling. Doug Peterson has been a terrible and abysmal play caller this year, especially in areas, too, where normally he thrives. Third down, the red zone. It's all been an absolute disaster. The balanced pass-to-run ratio, you know, in-game decision-making, none of it has made sense. So at least Doug needs to give up play calling to a certain degree. You know, Andy Reid in Kansas City, he gave Doug, back when he was Andy's offensive coordinator in Kansas City, he gave Doug Peterson play calling duties within 2 minutes. The two-minute warning, Doug took over. So maybe you do something like that. Doug Peterson struggles to start fast. Maybe hand off play calling to a new offensive coordinator for the first half, and then Doug takes over in the second half, where he always adjusts extremely well. I think something like that needs to be done. I'm not saying I need Doug to totally relieve himself of all play calling duties, but I do think you have to hire a new offensive coordinator. It's not going to be Rich Scangarello, Press Taylor, Marty Morningweg, none of the guys you currently have in house. Hire somebody else and let him have play calling duties. And I love that Doug Peterson is willing to do that. He said in his press conference today that he's thought about it, and if it's going to help the team, he would be willing to do that. I don't think he needs to feel that way. Considering his situation and how powerless he is within this organization, how angry he should be at Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman, and considering his track record as a play caller, he doesn't need to give up play calling. Maybe to keep his job in Philly, but not anywhere else. Not anywhere else. He would instantly get another job. In a heartbeat, he'd get a head coaching job as a play caller. In a minute. But this is who Doug Peterson is, and it's why it makes me like him more. It makes me love him as a head coach because he's such a valuable coach that to me, outside of just play calling, it's worth keeping him around and making this kind of change. Some people would say, if you don't have Doug as a play caller, what's the point of keeping him as your head coach? I think he's such a good coach in other ways as well that I want him still around. And it just shows what kind of coach he is that he would be willing to, you know, give up play calling duties. I think that is huge, and it shows, I guess, maybe how much he really still wants to be the coach in Philadelphia. There was that report this week that he might be okay with getting fired, and I would understand that. But it just shows how selfless he is to me. And that's a huge trait that I love about Doug, is that with everything that he's had to deal with within this organization the last 3 years, to have this mindset still is really admirable. Louis DiBiase joining you on the Locked On Eagles podcast on this Wednesday edition of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on any platform and follow us on Twitter. We're always talking birds after the show at Locked On Birds, at DiBiase, L-O-E, and that's it. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening, and let's go birds.